Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Angelos announces bid for state Senate seat in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Campbell County lawmaker is looking to move from the House to the Senate. State Representative Abby Angelos announced this week she's running for State Senate District 23, a seat currently held by Eric Barlow, who is now running for governor. Angelos has represented House District 3 since 2023 and says her decision to run is driven by her commitment to the community and its future. In her announcement, she highlighted her record on conservative priorities, including support for the Second Amendment, property rights, and what she calls fiscally responsible government. She also pointed to the resilience of Campbell County, citing challenges like downturns in energy markets, wildfires, and economic shifts. Angelos says her goal is to protect Wyoming's way of life, keep taxes low, and limit government growth. She enters a growing race for the seat, joining candidate Dwayne Dillinger, who announced his campaign earlier this month. The Senate District 23 race is expected to draw significant local attention heading into the next election cycle. Rare earth plant in Upton marks major step for U.S. supply chain. Upton, Wyoming is now playing a big role in national security and energy independence. According to Cowboy State Daily, a rare earth demonstration plant operated by Rare Element Resources in Upton has officially begun operations, marking a major step towards building a domestic supply of critical minerals. The facility will spend the next year testing a new process to separate neodymium praseodymium oxide, key materials used in everything from smartphones and wind turbines to defense systems. Currently, China dominates the global supply of these materials, making U.S. production a growing priority. State Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower says the project could help break that dependence while creating new economic opportunities in Wyoming. If successful, the company could move forward with a full-scale plant in Upton, potentially bringing more than 300 long-term jobs to the area. Industry leaders say the project is not only an economic win, but also a critical step in strengthening the nation's supply chain for key technologies. The demonstration plant is expected to operate for up to a year as crews work to prove the process is both effective and cost competitive. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.